Okay, we're on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom. Chizki Omer. Haborer to Marsim Mitoch Sulasan Shulahan Chayiv. Person separates Turmasim or lupines. Lupines, whatever they are. Some kind of a fruit that needs to be boiled, cooked, 7 times. So if you separate the turmis from the psoles, you're chayiv. Leima kesavar chizkiya ochel mitol psoles aser. Right, it seems from here that chizkiya holds that borer ochel mitol psoles is also aser. We said that's not the case. Ochel mitol psoles is mutter. Where it says, shani turmosim, the shalki le shiva zimne. You have to cook it 7 times. The ilo shakli le, and this is the one girso. Sirashi has 2 different girsos. And if you don't take it out, misrach, misrach, it gets spoiled. Ukipsolus mitoch ochel dami. And therefore, even the ochel has a din of psolus. See, Rashi says 2 different lashon. Turmasim, la'achar sheshok, on hu borer ochel mitoch haklipa. After you cook it, you take the meat of the fruit out of the shell. So that's called borer. Shalki le shiva zimnin, the miskan, the muskan, to what's it called? To make them sweet, they need to be cooked 7 times. The ilo shakli le, la ochel mitoch apsolis. If you don't take the meat of the fruit away from the skin, so therefore, la ochel mitoch apsolis, mitoch shurach v'nimok al yedei shenish lakarbe, since it's been cooked 7 times, so it is soft, and it falls apart, misrach, it gets spoiled. V'hilkach ochel nami, kos man shemu'urav bo, havei kipsolis. And therefore, the ochel also, as long as it's still mixed together, has a din of psolis, because it's not totally edible. Umil ochelu, and still, the mice, it's ochel. So it's like psolis, but it's also ochel. Umachmirin olei, lemahave ahud, shokil kipsolis mitoch ochel. Therefore, the part you take away, right, is considered, since it has both ideas in it, it's both ochel and it's psolis. So lemaisa, what's it called? It's like you took psolus from ochel. That's the first pshat in Rashi. From here, lechora, there's 2 shailas about borer, which I didn't go into, but it's something to think about. One is whether borer is shy by 1 min or not. Okay, it's machlokas achronim, whether by 1 min there's such a thing as borer, right? 2 different cards or 2 different kinds of 1 min, or only by 2 minim or more. And secondly, we learned the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether psolus has to be something that's real psolus, or just something that is compared to something else. What I don't want right now is psolus, even though it's mamash ochel. The chor over here, it's mashma, first of all, that ochel and psolus is what's it called, something that has to be, what's it called, intrinsic. Because otherwise, if I don't want this or I do want it, and that's what makes it ochel and psolis, and not whether it's edible or not, then a lot of this makes sense. What difference does it make if it's intrinsically psolis because it gets ruined or not? Right now, which one do I want right now? That's the ochel. And the one I don't want, that's the psolis. That's firstly. Secondly, what's it called? So, and if it's only, what's it called, 1 min, it's mashem over here, that taking the good part of the all the meat of the turmis could have a din of ochel or a din of psolus, and therefore we're machmir that the part you take away could be psolus from ochel, even though you want it right now, right? And it's all 1 min. So the chora from here is machmir that there is what's it called borer from 1 min. Okay.
This is fully cooked right now.
This is according to this part of Rashi. Yeah, it was completely fully cooked. Yeah, it was nothing to do with cooking. It's nothing to do with the bowl. It was cooked before Shabbos. The li nira haborer to masim mitop psolus shalahen. Rashi says I have a different pshat, and that is you take the turmis away from the psolus. Mishesholkem pamachas. You didn't cook them completely. You only cooked them once before Shabbos, and that's the state it's in. Again, the cooking here is not insignificant. You cook them before Shabbos once. So memarkin umemarin osam hamayim. And what you do is like this. You don't just stand cook it 7 times. You cook it once, then you pour out all the water plus all the wormy turmosim. After it's cooked once, you already can see which ones are wormy and which ones aren't. And then, because they're very hard. So then the second time also, more wormy ones come out. You keep, what's it called, cooking it, and then pouring out the water and pouring out the wormy turmosim, and then re-cooking what's left. And then you separate the wormy ones from the good ones. And same thing, every time you cook them again, you pour out the water, look for the wormy ones that become more obvious when they become soft. And what you're doing now is, what you call, this guy took out the good ones and left the wormy ones. Okay. The ilo shalkile misra karsina. And the girsa is not the ilo shalkile. If you don't take them out. You don't take the pulp out. It's gonna get rotten. But if you don't cook it, it's gonna get rotten. Hilkach mishasholkum pamayim v'shalosh. If you only cooked it two or three times, choshiv le'psolus. It's still considered psolus. Hoel v'shavik lehu hachi. If you left it without cooking it more, delo hader shavik lehu misarchi. If you won't cook it anymore, it's gonna get rotten. Ukshunot la'mitov shar minim gruim. And when he takes the good ones out from the bad ones, hamuravim bohem, the wormy ones that are murav, kipsolus mitokokodami. It has a din of psolus because it's not fully yet food. But it's literally like psolus from psolus. It's not really psolus from ochel. The hano sharminim lo misarchi. The gomer lohu bishulayu pam rishon no shnia. So Rashi said, why are the other ones considered ochel? Because they, even though they're wormy, but they're finished, their cooking already has been finished once or twice. Not all of them need seven times cooking. The more inferior ones are finished cooking after one or two times. It's the better ones that need the seven times. And therefore, when you take the good ones out of the bad ones, the good ones, when they haven't been cooked seven times, are more like psolus than the bad ones are, right? But you see, it's not totally in what you want, what you don't want. It's totally in metzias of psolus and not psolus. Rabbeinu Halevi Goris, third girsa, the shakili le nisrach. If you take it out, not if you don't take it out. The first girsa is lo shakile. If you don't take it out, and the second girsa is lo shakile. If you won't continue cooking it. Now the third girsa is the ishak. If you do take it out, nisrach. It gets spoiled. Kishenot lo nimuach bein esposav. When you do take it out, it becomes, what's it called? It falls apart. Between your hands, it's very soft. The nimas hilkachahu deshok you'll have a psolus. Therefore, the one you take out with your hands is like psolus. The hanisha and the one that's left in the pot, the good ones, but you haven't yet taken it out with your fingers, have the ochel at shechozer v'notla, and that remains ochel till you start taking it out. Because when you start taking it out, it becomes disgusting, because between your fingers. But I don't know then how you'd ever eat it. Whatever you take out becomes disgusting, so if that's not ochel, then that's psolus, then the process of taking it out makes it disgusting when you ever eat the things. Okay, in any case, those are the three girsas, and basically what it boils down to is that the ones, even though it's the one you want, but intrinsically it has a din of psolus for whatever reasons the three girsas say. Hatochen, Omra Papa, Haiman de Porim Silka Chai Mishum Tochen. A person who cuts up beets very thinly is Chayev Vishum Tochen. Omra Menashe, Haiman de Solis Silsi Chayev Mishum Tochen. Right? The person who takes wood and cuts them into thin strips is also Chayev Vishum Tochen. So Tochen is reducing something into smaller parts. If he needs a certain size of wood, and he doesn't only cut it small, but cuts it to size, then he's chayiv also mishum mechatech, cutting things to size. Rashi, the porim, the mem garsinan. Not poris, but porim. The lo besamech. Kid apirish bar varotav, my kipa pirma. Mechatcho hadat, hadek. What's it called? You cut it into very small pieces. The solace still say ancient dakim lahaver esh. You make small pieces of wood chips out of a piece of wood to use it for kindling. The kopet amishchaso lechol chomer mida. If you want a special size, you cut them to size. Mechatech or mekatzel b'mida. And that's mechatech, which is done by leather to cut it to size. Okay. Tosus over here says that it doesn't apply to all vegetables. Just cutting vegetables small is not called tochein. Tochein means mamish grinding. This is not grinding. This is chopping. Chopping is not tochein. By silka though, beets. Is the exception to the rule, but not by other foods. And the Truma Sadeshin says the idea is that beets aren't either cookable or eatable unless you cut them up, and or because that's the derech to do it. That's how the derech to eat beets at least then was to cut them into small pieces like chitim, saorim, anything that the normal way of not using them until you cut them up or grind them, then the cutting up is also considered like tochein. The Smag argues on Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like that, that cutting any vegetable, even if it's fit to be eaten without cutting it up, like celery, but you cut it up into small pieces, also called tochein. But from Tosfos and the way that Trumas Hadeshin learns, it's only things that if you can't eat them unless you cut them up, or you can't, what's it called? Okay. And the Rambam also is mashed like that. You cut it up in small pieces in order to cook it. That's the normal way of cooking it by cutting into small pieces. But if the normal way of eating it or cooking it is whole, even if you cut it into small pieces, according to the Rambam's mashma, you're not chayiv al tochein. Reb Kiva Eger, based on a Rashi later on in Kuf Kaf Ches, says that this is only domel tochein, and cutting up vegetables only isa d'rabbanan. It's not isa d'rais. It's not mamish tochein. And there's a Rashba that holds that the cutting it up is only osur if you do it for later, for the next day. But if you do it for immediate use, just like we learned borer for immediate use is okay, so this kind of tochein is also mutter for immediate use. And he says the svara is because if you do it for immediate use, that's called eating. You're allowed to chew your food, and by chewing it, you're what's it called, mashing into whatever, so that's called eating. And the Torah wasn't makbid whether you eat your food in big pieces or small pieces. So that's derech achila. But if you cut it up for later use, that's called tochein. Another shaila here is yesh tochein achar tochein. You had something that was ground up, and then it was like flour. And then it was made into bread. Now is there an isser of grinding again? Or once it was ground up, regrinding it is not going to be an isser. The, what's it called, the Rashba is mashma that yesh tochein, and the Mordechai holds ein tochein achar tochein, and even those who hold ein tochein achar tochein, that's where the first tchina wasn't bottled. But if what you made after the first tchina totally was mevatel, the original tchina, right, doesn't have any, what's it called, connection anymore, it was made now into something else that's totally cohesive, then you can have tochein again according to everybody. Then you're chayiv, you're chayiv, yeah. I don't know if it's Rabban or the Raisa, he says it's awesome. Okay, there's another machlokis over here also, whether tochein is davka separating things, grinding them, or mashing them also, where they remain together except you change the consistency. Right? The Chazon Ish holds that mashing a banana is also called tochein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that it's not called tochein. Tochein is only where you grind it and separate the pieces. But if the pieces aren't separated, that's not called tochein. It's a different pa'ula. Okay, let's go on. The halosh v'ha'olte, Amra Papa, Shavik Tana didan bishul samamon in the Havi v'mishkan. Our Tana ignored bishul samamon, which was in the Mishkan. They knock it ofe, and he took ofe, which l'chora was not in the Mishkan. Tana didan sidura de pas nokat. Our Tana wanted to tell me something that's more common. The way of baking bread. There's the processes of breaking bread. And even though it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's more common, and therefore we can relate to it more than the processes of bishul samamon. I mean, basically the same thing. Okay, the nokat ofe, de lo shayich b'melechus ha-mishkan klal. Rashi says, ofe is not shayich b'chlal b'melechus ha-mishkan. Sidura de pas, shehischil bo, nokat, nokat. It started the process of making bread, which starts with choresh, or zoreya. The ofer b'makom bishul. So the samamonim who? The who bishul, the pas. Just like bishul is with samamonim, ofer is with pas. The same exact thing. Except with different chamorim. Different things, right? Different items need different kinds of cooking. But it's all the same. Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Rabbeinu Avram and Arambam also say, we do learn from the Karbanos that a lot of these malachas were by the Karban Atamid. So if that's the case, then why don't we learn Ofer from the Lechem Aponim? They used to bake bread in the Mishkan also. If you don't only learn from the building of the Mishkan, but you learn from the, what's it called, from the Karbanos, then why don't you learn Ofer was in the Mishkan too? So the Igle Tal says, there's a machlokus whether the Lechem Haponim was allowed to be baked on Shabbos or not. It was Docha Shabbos or not. So according to the opinion that the Lechem Haponim is Docha Shabbos, then it's not something you could say that they didn't do on Shabbos. Right? If you learn from the Lamed Tes Melachos, these are the things that they weren't allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos either. They were allowed to bake the Lechem Haponim on Shabbos. It was Docha Shabbos. Therefore, you can't learn from that. The so this Tana over here who says that Ofer wasn't in the Mishkan, right, learns that the Lechem Aponim was Docha Shabbos. Lemaisa, we hold the Lechem Aponim was not Docha Shabbos. It was baked Erev Shabbos. And therefore you could learn from the Lechem Aponim too. But the Kash and the Gemara is only Lefi that man the Omer. That's how he learns. Lemaisa Tzoli and a few other things, I don't remember if he mentions them or not, because he himself speaks about them. And that is, how do we learn from Shabbos, from Maleches HaMishkan? What's the pshat? What they didn't do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Or no. Whatever they did during the week was called Malacha, and that's the Malacha you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If it's the first way, then what he says is significant. But if it's the second way, then there's no Shaychus. Whatever they did, they had to do during the week, was called Malacha. And the Torah says, don't do Malacha. It means don't do whatever they did during the week. Doesn't mean what they weren't allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So there's nothing one to do with the other. Omer Avacha Baravadira. Hayman deshoda sichto la'atuna. Person puts a peg into an oven. Chay mishum mevasha. So he's chay mishum mevasha. Shita. Of course, that's the issue. We'll see what happened. Mao the same. Well, the shrurei mona komechadin. I might think he's only putting it in to strengthen the peg. Kamash Malon, the Mirpa Rothi, the Hadar Komet. The Kamash Malon, no. What the process is, first it gets soft, the water in it gets soft, and then when the water bakes out or boils out, then the peg becomes stronger. That's how they strengthen the peg. So therefore, the pashtas, the softening part, that's called bishul. Rashi, the shoda sichsa, shehishtach yosid lach letanur. You put a moist peg into an oven, cham liyabsho shiiskasha, in order to get hard. Lishrurei lechazik, the ain kan bishul. I might think what you're doing is strengthening the peg. That's not bishul. The marpi rothi al yidei chom ho'or. Right, what happens is it gets soft first through the heat. V'hamayim shebesocho yotzim, and then the water comes out. La'acher shiyotzu meimov komit miskasha, and after the water goes out, then it gets hard. The chirothi bereisha havei bishulo. When it is the softness in the beginning is bishul. Mashin from Rashi, that bishul is taking something with heat and making it softer than it was before. The Rambam, on the other hand, says, explains bishul, and making anything harder by heat or softer by heat is called bishul. According to the Rambam over here, what's the Havamina? The Chara, if making something hard by heat is also called bishul, then what was the Havamina? So they say that by the peg, it was hard to begin with. Then when it got moist, it got softer. So you want to now cook up the water to make it harder again. So the mice is something that was hard to begin with, and in the end remains hard, that's not bishul. It either has to be hard and became soft, or soft and became hard through the bishul. But not hard and became hard through the bishul. So therefore over here, the Havamina was that since it remained the same as it was to begin with, right, that's not called bishul. But according to Rashi, it's mashma, that it's only making something soft through heat is called bishul, and making something hard through heat is not called bishul. Omar Rabba Barafuna, Hayman da Arsich Kufra, person heated up pitch. Chai Vishumavashu, versus Pshita. Mahu de se, makivin de hodr, vikusha emalo, kamashvalon. Since the pitch is going to get hard again by itself in room temperature, so you didn't do anything. Kamash malon, no. What's the kamash malon? That there is a long-term benefit in cooking it, because something that never was cooked, right, and then you cooked it, so there's some change that's made that the next time you cook it, it'll be easier to cook. Or there's some chemical change made, like water, right? Boiling water could be that even though you boiled the water and it cooled off, but the fact that it was boiled once changes it somewhat. They say that the change is that the second time it's cooked, it's easier. Since something was done to something once, it's easier to do it a second time than it was before it was ever done. How that works out scientifically, I don't know. But in any case, that's what they say. Okay. Rashi. The arsach kufra, shehitik zethes. You melted pitch. The hadar akushe chozer miskashe. In room temperature, it's going to get hard again. So still, you're chayiv because of mavashel. Okay. Let's go on. Omar Rava, Chai man de ovid chavisa, chai mishim sheva chatos. Okay, if you make a earthenware barrel, it involves seven different chatos, seven malachas. Rashi explain what they are. Tanura, chayiv mishum shmona chatos. If you make a earthenware oven on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv eight chatos. Omar Abaya, chai man de ovid chalsa, chayiv achasasri chatos. If you make a basket, right, kavera shalkanim, it's like a beehive made out of reeds, right, some kind of a basket-like. So you're going to be chayiv 11 chatos. The ichayte lepume chayiv 13 chatos. And if you take the face of it, and you make a lip, right. Then you're going to be chayiv two more chatos. Rashi explains all of them in 1 second. Chavisa shelcheres. You make a barrel out of earthenware. Sheva chatos. What are the sheva chatos? Tochein. First you have to, grind the earth, okay, to be able to make the klicheres. And you see, tochein harigadim. Veshochkan hadeik. You make them very, very thin. Right, you grind them into like a powder. Havi tochen. That's the first one. It's tochen. You see from here clearly that tochen is not only begdulei karka, that it's even with what's it called, with earth itself. Not something that dafka grows in the ground. There's a shita that ain't tochen ela begdulei karka. The ma'aseh that Rashi here clearly holds not like that. Uborer hatsroros hagasas mitochen. Then you separate the bigger pieces or the pebbles that get mixed in with the earth. Harishtai, that's Borin, it's two. Umarkidon benapa, and then you sift them, that's three. Umegabel hatit, and then you make a paste out of this, right, a clay, right, mix it with water and make clay, that's losh, the hainu losh. Umimareya hatit, kishosa hagolam. And then you smooth out as you make the klicheres. The way to do it is you revolve it and smooth it around. That's mimareya, okay, smoothing out. Shosagolim shecholak, hari mimachik, umavir esor. Then you light the fire to be able to fire up this klicheres and make the clay into klicheres. Vakivshin, you make a kiln, so you fire up the kiln. Umitzarfo betochar emavashel. Then when you put the klicheres into the kiln, you're cooking. Okay, that's called cooking. Chiyuvah dechofer lekum. L'chara is another chiyuv. So there's all seven. L'chara is another chiyuv. When you dug the earth to begin with. But that's not a chiyuv. Why? Deino tzorech el l'afra. Because it's chofer, guma, deino tzorech el l'afra. In the Mishkan, they made it for the sake of the boar, not for the sake of the offer, and therefore for that you're not chayiv. Tanur chayiv shmona. If you made a oven of klicheres, not just a barrel, you're chayiv eight chatos. What's the eighth one? All the seven ones of making a barrel, plus after you put it in the kiln, right? Right? Then you finish it off. A barrel, a regular earthenware barrel, you just leave the way it is. But an oven, you put insulation around it. and putting the insulation around is not part of the malacha itself. That's a finishing touch to the malacha. Makeh b'patish, right, which is gemar malacha, is the way many Rishonim learn is wherever something is a malacha in itself, then you're not chayav mishum makeh b'patish. But wherever when the malachas are finished, you do something else that in itself would not be a malacha, but it finishes off the thing, that's a malacha of makeh b'patish. It has to be that it wouldn't be a malacha except for the fact that it finished it off. Who gemar malachto? Tamir lekamon kol nidi dahavi gemar malacha chay b'shu makeh b'patish. Anything that puts the finishing touch on something, okay, is makeh b'patish. Aval gabei chavis lekam b'shu makeh b'patish. Me'eleha nigmar malachto b'tana. By the chavis, you don't put any finishing touch to it. The finishing touch is done automatically when the malacha is finished. When you finish, firing it up in the kiln, the bishul, right, finishes it off. So you're not putting any special finishing touch. It's happening by itself with the malacha being finished. That's not called makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish is where you put the finishing touch on, and that thing is not in itself a malacha. Chalso kavera shel konim, like we said, some kind of basket made out of reeds. Chayiv yud aleph. What are the 11? Zomer hakonim u'tzarech lohem. First you have to cut the konim down. So that's zomer, right? Chayiv mishum kotzer mishum noteya. When you cut down reeds, you're making the new ones grow better, and you're harvesting the old ones. So you're over kotzer and zoreya, and noteya. Osfam yachad, then you gather them together, harei zema amir. Bira yofos, when you take out the good ones from the bad ones, or the bad ones from the good ones, right, that's borer. Hiklikon, then you have to smooth them out, right, you plane them down, that's mamachik. Asan dakos, me'achashtayim of sholosh, harei zetochik. Then you cut them down into little pieces, right, or you thin strips to make reeds that you can make a basket out of, right, so they're pliable. So you have to shave them into thin strips. That's called tochein. Tochein is also cutting things into thin strips also. Chotchon b'mido, you cut them to size, hari ze mechatek. Heisich hashti, hari ze mesach. Now you make you have to weave the basket now. So you set up the... not a loom, but in the basket, you set up the pattern for then being able to weave the basket. That's called nesach, just like setting up a loom. Or agachas lamala v'yachas lamata, kedei lahamido, hari osu shtei batinirin. If you make the, and on that loom, you then put the cross things on top and on bottom to make the, to start off the weaving. You're not weaving it yet. You're just still making the loom. So that's osu shtei batinirin, just like a regular loom. First you have to put the threads on, then you have to set them up in a way that you'll be able to weave. So that's osu shtei batinirin. Orag, reza oreg, then you weave it. Chotach la'achar arigosa, kedei la'shvosom, hariza makeh b'patish. And when you then cut off the excess, in order to make it uniform, that's makeh b'patish. Kedam rinam lekamon hayman deshokel akufe miglime chay mishum makeh b'patish. You have a suit and there are threads hanging off, so you cut the threads off, right? That's makeh b'patish. It's the final thing. Thing over here, the threads that are hanging the reeds that are uneven, so when you cut them off, that's called makeh b'patish. Hari yudal, it's altogether 11. The chayte lepume. Lasos lo safa, and if you make a lip, right, a seam, hosif kan tofer v'kosher, then your chayiv also mishum tofer for sewing. You sew up the lip so it won't come out, and kosher because you have to tie. Also, you're not going to be chayiv on sewing unless you tie it up. Shetzorich likshor la'achar hatfira, u'mishum boner lekalichuvei. Rashi says, why aren't you chayiv mishum boner? Right, you built the kli. Lo bechavis, lo betanur, v'lo bekaveris. In none of these things are you chayim mishum bone. There ain't binyan v'kelim, because these are all kelim. They're all things that are movable, and there's no such thing as binyan except binyan al karka, building something connected to the ground. So ain't binyan v'kelim. Tosus argues, and Tosus says no. There would be binyan over here, because making a kli is called binyan. And Tosus said it would have a different cheshbon of how to make the malachos. But there is a chiyuv binyan making a kli. There's no chiyuv of building with kelim or building onto kelim, but building a kli, that's called binyan. Mafshit lekel ameimer bekonim. L'chora, when you take off the bark, you're, what's it called? It's like taking off the hide, right? It's like flaying an animal. That doesn't apply. De'ein hafshot ela ba'or. The concept of flaying something is only by leather. By taking off the bark of a tree is not called flaying. That's not mafshit. The yesh meforshim shekodeach nekovim be'etz, shetochim bo roshe hakonim, shall see, u'mechayim le'im shim tochek. Some hold that you have to drill, right, holes. And when you make this kaveris, and you, what's it called, and you then reduce the, what you drill, into sawdust. So that's toching. That's what's it called, that's grinding. Below nehirali. Da'itchina melacha shen tzricha legufa. You don't need the sawdust. It's melacha shen tzricha legufa. Toching is where you need the thing that you're grinding, not where you need to make a hole and there's grinding automatically. The tovli lefarish also dako slavi kamanda solis silsa. Right? Better to say that you made the reeds, you cut them into thin slices, and that's called toching. Okay, let's go on. Hagozes is a tzemer v'hamalavno. Okay, these are the next malachas. Omer Rabba bar Chanan bar